Yo, it's 11:31. I meant to get up earlier, but I was asleep and I was having all these crazy dreams, and they were very detailed. So it felt like I was doing something, but I wasn't. And I can't even explain to you the dreams. I can't even be like, oh, but this is, here's this cool dream. Because they weren't even really cool, but I was just busy. I was, everywhere I was, I needed to leave, but was trying to leave because I was supposed to be someplace else, and I don't even know where I was or where I was supposed to be. So it's just that. I don't even feel rested. I feel like, now I feel relieved because there was all these things I had to do that didn't even exist. So I have great, all the stress I had is gone because it wasn't real. I could say my phones were tapped and I had this dog I had to get rid of, not kill. It was like a stray dog that I found that I had in my car, which I don't even have a car, but it was in my car that I had to let, I had to leave someplace else, but I couldn't, I can't even explain that. So, I don't know what dream analysis would provide, but I don't understand. Is anybody anywhere? All the scientists in the world, is anybody working on a way to record your dreams? I want to see these fucking things. Not only do I want to be able to show them to somebody, say, this is what my dream, I want to see what other people's dreams look like. Because I can't really explain. They don't all look the same. Sometimes it's dark and it's like smoky. Other times it's normal. But other times it's lit like an independent movie. Like the independent movie now, like an A24 movie. Oversaturated. Never like a like what they used to do. It make everything like a little bit blue. I never had that. I never had that lighting in my dreams. This was dark and smoky, and then later it became more. It was just kind of dark, but it wasn't smoky. Like, what's the smoke from? It's very odd. Okay. I'm going to see if there's any. Is there any good news in the world? Just want good news right now. Don't want anybody getting hurt. Anybody. That's bad. Oh, that's really bad. This one says, black man freed after 18 years in prison for murder he didn't do. From the Daily Beast. That's a bad into good, I guess. I mean, he got out. 18 fucking years, though. That's really sad. You know, I've talked a million times about my fear of prison. I mean, how many? I wonder how many. Because there's a lot of stories about there. There's a lot of stories about people getting out after they've been proven DNA didn't do the crime. So what are our percentages in false? All the people in prison. How many you think totally didn't do it and are just locked up because they're poor? That's the real frightening thing, being poor, which I am. because I get locked up, I'm fucked. Not, you know, I'm not saying I don't have white privilege. I do. That's why I don't get locked up. Or haven't yet. There's times maybe I should have been at least arrested and was not. The topic of white privilege is divisive, I understand. But it's just a, what do people get so mad about it? We're saying you got a privilege. And then, no, I don't have that. I understand if you're in the mountains of West Virginia cooking meth. You're like, I don't have any white privilege. You do. Too fucking bad. You got it. You don't got as much as me. But you got it. I don't even know if that's true. Maybe you got more than me. I don't know how you measure it. Let's see. Oh, that's a commercial. Yeah, I got fooled. Oh, that's a bad news story. American Airlines bans emotional support, amphibians, ferrets, goats, and more. All right. So what are we saying emotional support animals are? Dogs? We're saying you're allowed dogs. Why don't you just say animals are allowed on the plane? Well, this is, I guess the beef is people who are allergic to dogs. That I understand. Maybe you have a dog flight and a dog free flight. You should. I don't know what you do. As someone who has animals that might eventually want, I don't bring them on the plane, but if we have to go someplace, if we move to Florida, say like I'm like, listen, fuck it, I'm packing up, I'm moving to Florida, I'm gonna try to make a living off of bootleg DVDs or whatever you do down there that makes it so you can like kind of hang out on the beach in a Tommy Bahama shirt and just be off the grid. Have to tell everybody, no, I got a new phone number now. No, yeah, I know, that was last month. I got another phone number now. I want to bring my cats with me, though. I got to put them on, so, and I'm never putting an animal in the fucking luggage. Try to put them underneath with the lug. Fuck you, man. That ain't happening. But there's, but I understand you try like a 6 hour like flight to California with animals. You're allergic to animal. But there's animals in the world, man. And I don't think animal allergy. It's uncomfortable. It's not cool. But it doesn't. You're not gonna. It's not like a nut allergy. You're not. Your throat's not gonna. Maybe I'm wrong. That's what the name of this show should be called. Maybe I'm wrong. I make statements, then realize I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, and say maybe I'm wrong. I'm sorry if you're allergic to animals and there's one on your plane, but you're not allergic to amphibians, and they're the ones that are being. I don't think anybody's allergic to a lizard, right? They don't got hair or dander. Do you know that's what people like to tell? You know that when people like to tell you the thing that you've heard a million times, like the thing that you already know, but they think they have secret information, and be like, you know, it's not the hair, it's the dander. People think they're allergic to the hair. It's the dander. First of all, when did dandruff become dander? It's dandruff. Is it on an animal? It's dander for some reason? Because it's fur? Because it's fur, not hair? And it's fur on them, but when it's off, it's hair. There's a whole bunch of stuff there. But we all know. So you don't have to tell us. I'm not telling you people. I'm talking to this imaginary person that's telling me this. But just let animals on the flight. What the fuck? Who cares, man? Let the goats on. Who gives a shit? Let's party. Let's get everybody on the plane. I flew back from Orlando, which is like everybody coming home from vacation. That's not the flight you want to be on. Most flights to most places, it's like a combo of people going to that place from where they're from, or people coming from, or people going home from that place from being someplace else. But getting on a plane from Orlando to New York is a bunch of people that were just having fun on a vacation and they're leaving it. And it's not just a bunch of people, a bunch of families. Ugh. Fuck that noise. Except the dude next, I was sitting in between these two dudes because I gave my seat to that, for that woman's kids to sit together because I'm a hero. And one of them, they were both like alone, so I don't know what they were doing. One dude was doing PowerPoint on his computer. The other one was talking on the phone as soon as we hit the tarmac about booking Dennis Miller for an event. Or like Ben Shapiro. It was, and we're not going to be able to get this event together in time. Like, if we don't get one of these guests, we've got to move the date. Well, that'll be terrible. You have to move your Trump fundraiser date or whatever the fuck it is. Well, Ben Shapiro, I don't think he's a Trump guy, but he's still not a good dude. All right, enough. Don't want to get political. He was just doing a job organizing an event for shitty human beings to get together and be in each other's company. And shitty human beings need to be in each other's company as well. They also deserve entertainment from the great Dennis Miller. They seem to be his main audience. Shitty human beings. All right, no, don't tell Dennis Miller I said that. I don't need him on my case. But I'll see you all tomorrow. We love you.